I was only 7 years old the first time I heard God tell me I was meant to be a priestess. My grandma steeped me in spiritual connection from day one. We grew up Seventh-day Adventist, and I was always talking to God, to angels, and to the earth every single day. She had put me in a Seventh-day Adventist school, and I went to church with her all the time. I worked with her. She was a literature evangelist and a medicine woman, even though she didn't call herself that. And I would not be who I am today without her influence. She cultivated my sense of faith. So back then, we lived with her, and our sunroom had been converted into my room, and I loved it. I sat on my bunk bed, light was streaming through the skylights, and being on the top bunk, you were so close to it, it was incredible. And I would just sit and channel messages through song. I'd have all sorts of music flowing through me, lyrics, some that I understood, some that were light language. And one day, I was sitting there, and one of the songs that came through told me that I was here to be a priestess. And it was such an interesting moment, because at the time, I didn't know what a priestess was. And the fact that I didn't have that information really contributed to this incredible cycle of forgetting and remembering and forgetting and choosing to remember again and again that I've continued to go through since I was young. So back then, I kind of knew that being a priestess meant that in some way I'd be a steward of the divine. I knew that in some way I'd be channeling information and working on behalf of God, but I had no idea, no framework for what that actually meant in practice, no examples whatsoever. And so this cycle of, okay, I've got information, I see the magic, and I forget it, became the foundation of my work. Forgetting and remembering is what helped me to realize that what people think they're using, the magic that they think they're accessing, they've really only barely begun to access. Because I continued to consider myself incredibly spiritual, incredibly connected, and then I would remember, oh, there is so much more. My mom used to joke that I had ESP, and she was not wrong. I was incredibly psychic from the time I was really young, and in addition to feeling and receiving messages from the unseen, I could also just feel what was happening energetically underneath every interaction. I could feel everyone's emotions. People would joke that I could read their minds. I had no idea what magic was. I had never even really dabbled in that world except for fairy play. But I'd pretend that I had a magic wand, and I would speak things into existence, and I would marvel when they actually happened. I really loved talking to plants, and I would talk to animals, and I would talk to all the elements of the earth. I would forage, and I would make medicines and treats with what I found and share them with my friends and my family. It became a thing at school where I'd be like, look at this cool bark I found, and it's actually edible, and I'd make something amazing out of it, and I'd bring it to school, and everybody would love it. Nowadays, my magic is very familiar, but it's so much more precise. So it's still deeply rooted in family. I have a husband and 5 kids. I have quite the zoo of pets. We have 9 rabbits, 4 dogs, a bird, 3 turtles, and 2 cats, and my garden. And I have never stopped talking to those spirits who really might not have the physical hardware to talk back, but they definitely speak. I spend just as much time in the magical realms as I do in this one. I'm constantly working in the psychic space, deepening into the earth realms, shifting things at foundational energetic levels. I'm a medium. I'm constantly translating information from across the veil into guidance that creates actual change. My clients have nicknamed me Oracle Angie. And Genie, one of my favorites, or the Magic 8-Ball. I research patterns across energy, behavior, and the body all the time. This is one of my biggest things, is the urge to deeply experiment and study. I'm always working with energy and bodies to create better healing outcomes for people, both when it comes to like physical and emotional wellness, and also when it comes to what they want to create in the world, because we know that in order to create something magical, we have to heal what's causing the disruption in the system. But also that creation is what keeps us from going in this loop of bringing in stuff that causes more harm. So far, I've developed modalities that have supported healing the womb, pain, anxiety, allergies, inflammation in the body, immune responses, and so many more just based on the experiences that my clients have brought to me. I train constantly in my ancestral lineage. The second place that I heard that I was meant to be a priestess was the first reading that I received when I reconnected with the spirituality of my ancestors in Isheshe. It confirmed everything that I'd felt so long before, and it blew my mind. I love to play at the intersection of magic and intellect to really make the miracles not just possible, but measurable. And train people to do the same, because I know that this is the best kind of healing that we could possibly access, is this medicine that we have through the earth, through our bodies, through our energy. And I want more people to have access to that. I've realized that what most people call intuition is really an underdeveloped capacity. But when it's trained, it becomes the force that changes lives. It changes systems. It changes entire lineages. This is the lifeblood of Ensoma Institute. But like I said, my journey has been one of forgetting and remembering. And I've been told so many times not to play with magic, or that my magic is too big, or that it's too magnetic. And it really put a damper on my ability to bring everything that I had to bring into the world until I realized what I needed to do to reclaim it. So next up, I'm going to be sharing the moment that I forgot in the biggest way as I really stepped into the energy of the Institute Priestess and what it took for me to remember.